This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Thank you, Macca. And on Tuesday, this Tuesday, here at the Victorian Pride Centre, there will be a town hall-style forum with the Victoria Police. And to speak to us about this particular forum, we have with us Commander Patterson.
No. Commander Hardiman.
Commander Hardiman and Deputy Police Commissioner Patterson.
Indeed.
And am I meant to call you like Commander Hardiman or Commander Lisa?
You can just call me Lisa.
I know, but I do like the Commander bit.
Well, you can call me Commander.
Okay. But is it appropriate to call you Commander Lisa or Commander Hardiman?
Normally it would be Commander Hardiman.
I like that, Commander Hardiman. Okay. And Deputy Police Commissioner Patterson, of course.
Neil. Yep.
Neil.
So tell us about this forum.
So the forum is in line with the Chief Commissioner's idea about us reconnecting with community. And a lot of people think the community is the suburb they live in, but we're talking on a broader scale where community could be a range of communities. And this one is the LGBTIQ plus community.
So it's a community of identity as opposed to a community based around the geography.
That's correct. Mm. And the neighbourhood policing framework that we've got now is about Victoria Police connecting more with their communities, listening to their communities, and then working with their communities so that we can better serve the people of Victoria.
And of course, this isn't an idea that came out of a conversation that we had in this very studio.
In May.
Well, in a different place, actually, Macca. It must have been in Bourke Street.
With
your boss.
Shane Patton.
Yes, I know Shane has been very vocal around this concept of neighbourhood policing and reconnecting back with our communities because it's really important for us to be able to do that moving forward.
So tell us guys, well, I should disclose, I'm the facilitator of this on Tuesday.
I was about to say that, Matt. I was about to introduce you as being the facilitator.
The facilitator, and also, we'll be handling the questions, and we'll get to that, how the questions will be submitted, etc. And Todd Fernando, I call him the Queer Commissioner, he's also joining me to help facilitate it. So, first off, tell us who's on the panel, guys.
So, on the panel is Deputy Commissioner Patterson, who has assured me that no question is too hard.
Absolutely, and that's actually genuine. Like, the way we engage with community is really about hearing everything, warts and all. My view is that you could ask absolutely any question and I'll do my very best to answer it because that's what being transparent and building trust in communities is all about.
And of course, Neil, there will be times when you can't answer a question because there may not be a black and white response.
Yes, absolutely, but normally we can. I mean, there might be also, if a question was asked that went to something really private about someone in particular, clearly I'm not going to be able to answer a question that's about an individual person because that I've got to respect their privacy and things like that.
Of course.
Or if there was a question about something that's currently before the courts, I can't go into that territory. But other than that, pretty much those two things, everything's on the table. Hmm. You can ask us anything and we'll navigate our way through being led by our facilitators and hopefully really learn a lot. So both Victoria Police learning a lot, but also the community learning a lot about what actually police are doing at the moment more broadly.
Commander Hardiman, who else do you have on?
So we have Jen Dixon, who works with me, and she's our LGBTIQ portfolio manager. So
hi, Jen. I'm in love with Jen.
She's a beautiful.
Jen and I did our switchboard training together many, many years ago.
there you go. She's done a great job getting working with my team to get this up and running.
Jen's fabulous.
Carolyn Gillespie, she's the Director of Services from Thorn Harbour Health.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Hollis, committee member from Victorian Pride Lobby. And Paula Fernandez-Arias, who is the General Manager Queer Space at Drummond Street Services.
Fantastic.
So it's a really good panel.
Fantastic. And what sorts of things do you expect to be covering in the conversation?
So we're going to start off with an introduction from Macca and Todd, who will really set the scene. Each of the panel members will then talk about their respective areas that they come from. Then there'll be some conversations with the panellists. The second hour is the questions that will be coming from the floor. So the people that are there will have an opportunity to send their questions to us through Slido, and all the questions will be given to the panel. The only thing that we'll be doing is moderating any foul language or homophobic language or threatening language, but questions
or confidential information, as Neil just pointed out.
And then the panellists will get the opportunity to respond, and then after that there's an opportunity for networking.
And, of course, there has been a bit of criticism of late in the community about police participating in Pride March in uniform. What's all that about? I mean, because Macca and I have got a pretty clear view about it. We actually want to see better engagement with police, uniform or no uniform, I don't particularly care. But, I mean, our view is that we want to see, you know, a real sense of engagement and partnership. So what's your assessment of all of that?
One of the things I think is that the LGBTI community is one of the most worldwide connected communities. So we can see what's happening in any other part of the world. And often we see very poor experiences with the LGBTI community and police and wherever they are in the world. And indeed, we can transport some of those really poor issues into our current environment. And that's completely understandable. We've worked really hard to build trust over the years, and we will have problems that come up from time to time for whatever reason. But, you know, the police that march in Pride, you know, it'd be about 95% of our marching contingent are also members of this wonderful community.
Yeah.
There will be a couple of other allies, you know, the chief commissioners there or whoever is an ally. But they are members of this community. They love what they do as police, and they are about helping people and bridging, building bridges with community. And so for them, it's important in terms of their own identity and their connection with community to be part of Pride. And, you know, I think it's better together, not better separate. So excluding people.
I'm with you on this. There's no doubt about it. And I'm going to reflect... in history, not too far back, but when Christine Nixon, when she was police commissioner, the first time a uniformed police commissioner marched as police commissioner, and that was historic.
It was historic, and
you were there as well.
Yes, the next Pride March is celebration of 20 years since Christine Nixon first marched.
I'm showing my age, aren't I?
And I can let you know that Christine's joining us at the
Fantastic.
Next Pride March
to
Fantastic.
Celebrate that 20 years, and she's just thrilled to be coming back and joining Pride March with Victoria.
Fantastic.
Police.
Fantastic.
And look, I think one of the, you know, there are a lot of people that have, you know, that don't think the police should be marching, and, you know, there's been a lot of surveys done and such. I think it's, from having done this job here for a long time and having, you know, engaged in a number of community organisations over the years on difficult issues, nothing ever gets sold, and I'll use a macrism here, outside pissing on the tent does not match being in the tent and having a discussion. So whilst being in the tent, you know, is going to be difficult for some people, the reality is if we actually want to make things better for our community and, you know, make Victoria Police's job more engaged and more transparent, then we need to sit down and talk about it. And, you know, in case listeners don't know, Lisa and Neil are both members of our community.
Absolutely.
And they're a
proud
lot of,
members.
And there are a lot
Very
of,
proud.
There are a lot of queer members in Victoria Police. I'm interested, if I may, what particular challenges does that create? You've been, how long have you been a serving officer, Neil?
I'm 33 years.
Okay, so, and Lisa?
38.
Wow. Okay. So
spring chickens.
That is a very absolutely. That is a very, very long time. Tell us just really briefly that journey, joining the Victoria Police, and then, you know, coming out to your work colleagues and others. How was that experience? Because in a way that reflects on other communities, you know, the same way. Can you give us a bit of a feel for that?
Well, certainly. I mean, I joined in 1988 and, you know, we know policing around the world is a very hyper-masculine sorts of organisation, and exactly the same for Victoria Police. I wasn't out. In fact, I've had a journey where, because of a whole lot of reasons, you know, I got married, mm-hmm. and had a couple of children, and subsequently came out. But when I came out in Victoria Police about 20 years ago, it was still, you know, difficult, and certainly I've faced my own challenges through my career in Victoria Police in terms of homophobic behaviours yeah. inside the organisation. And indeed, anyone that's been LGBTIQ in policing has faced some challenges. But what really encourages me is that when I talk to younger people in the organisation now who are out and proud LGBTIQ members, they are not facing that same issues that we faced many years ago. I was talking to a young trans member the other day, and their experience is one of support and really enjoyment in Victoria Police, and they've just never had any form of discrimination in the organisation. I go, yeah, okay, so the work that we've put in, that, you know, people like Lisa and all of our members have put in over very many years, has absolutely paid off not only inside the organisation, but that then plays out externally. Because one of the things I talk about in terms of the broader LGBTIQ trust in Victoria Police is, if we can't even get it right for our own employees, how could community trust us?
Of course.
Well, I think we are absolutely getting it right for our own employees now, and that should then flow on to build trust with communities. But each of us has our own coming out story, and Lisa?
Yes, yeah, so it took a long time for me to come out at work. I was, as Neil said, it was a very masculine environment. I was in the CI, and it wasn't the right time for me.
CI, what's that?
Sorry, the Criminal Investigation Unit.
Oh, right.
And it wasn't the right time, so it did take some time. But then when I did come in, and I think for me being a female, the blokes weren't that scared of me, as opposed to probably some of the experiences of Neil and other people that I know in the organisation. We now have got our own network, our own employee network, and I'm the chair of that and have been since it started 4 years ago. So we're really setting up to support our members who want to join and want to come out and be themselves. And a few years ago, we did have the Victorian Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission do a research piece and produce Proud, Visible, Safe, which gave us a lot of recommendations, which the organisation has adopted, and we're working to make sure that no one in the future experiences the same sorts of behaviours as we have in the past.
So what do you say to, you know, we've had some messages here, talking about particular issues, which I think we'll probably touch on the day, some recent experiences of community.
So, for example, the Hares and Hyenas issue.
Hares and Hyenas.
Also the Danny Laidley issue.
You know, there's some other issues. And the reality is, we're not trying to hide those. You know, they're real issues. And at the end of the day, we need to discuss them, and we need to work out what is the best way forward. So what do you say to people who say, well, why are you doing this? Why is, you know, an organisation like Joy Help facilitate it, and, you know, Queer Space, you know, the lobby, Thorn Harbour Health. What do you say to people that say, nah, you shouldn't be doing this? We shouldn't be doing this with Victoria Police.
Shouldn't be having the town hall meeting?
Well, engage, discussion, you know, people say, or, you know, Pride Month, the whole thing.
Well, listen, I think the response is, again, you know, we are better together. We are absolutely prepared to have tough conversations and hear tough things and work our way through them. Victoria Police has learnt a lot over, you know, our history and indeed more recent years, and we've got more to learn. The way you build trust is through genuine dialogue and engagement and listening and changing behaviours and evidencing change. Now, if we couldn't evidence change, then there would be this problem. But if you just throw rocks, for want of a better term, from the outside at each other, nothing gets solved. Whereas being in the same room, having a process to have continual conversations, and this isn't something that's just a one-off.
I know, there will be a number of these happening over the next few years.
Yeah. And indeed, we're doing it across all communities. Mm. This happens to be just the first one we're able to do face-to-face with the community. Yeah. We've already done a couple that have been online with certain geographic communities. But it's such an important thing to engage in conversation and show that you are listening and show that you can learn both ways. And I think that's the secret here.
And so this is going to be live streamed. It'll be live broadcast by Joy.
Yeah, so it'll be live streamed, not actually on air, but from the Victoria Police Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
I believe. And
yes, the Victoria Police website, yes.
Yeah, and also through Joy's page.
And what about participation? How do members of our community get to participate in this?
We asked organisations to let their members know, and so that we know in a COVID sense who's coming. The reason we don't have a roving microphone is because of COVID. But there won't be any questions, and I can assure you, any question that that gets asked, I'm going to ask it. And the reality is, this is going to be...
But hang on, Macca, what you're saying is that people can ask questions, but they will go through a process.
Yes.
And you get to read them out.
And I then get to read them out.
Yeah, cool.
And, I think it's important...
So anybody from anywhere can send a question in?
Anybody can see the questions, but the Slido option is only for people who will be in the room.
Who are actually there.
If you are looking at the live stream, you won't be able to ask the questions because there's a particular code that has gone out with the actual... confirmation of your attendance.
Yes.
But those questions will be very easily seen by people in the room. And as Macca said, he'll be asking those questions and there'll be no question too hard.
Well, I think this is a great initiative from my point of view. I think engagement, discussion, honest dialogue is what it's all about. If we're looking at, being really honest about identifying issues and addressing issues together, and I like the way you've approached that, Neil, together. This is a great initiative. Congratulations from my point of view.
Thank you.
And we've got about 100 people attending, I believe.
The last I heard, it was just over 100.
Yeah.
So it will, and it's a really good cross-section of people who will be in the room.
Yeah. So, and look, I'm at the end of the day, this is going to be a challenging event because there's a lot of emotion. And people with very strong views, and I understand that. I mean, I'm a person of strong views, surprisingly. I'm doing this because I want to make the relationship better. It's never going to be perfect. I want to make it better.
And Macca, we've got a great message here from one of our listeners, a regular listener who often gives us some frank and fearless feedback as well. Thank you, 317. We always love your feedback. They say, I applaud this meeting and hope we do have difficult conversations that initiate significant change.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice way to end this discussion. And I certainly will look forward to hearing and watching it. Unfortunately, I can't be here, so I'll be watching it on another occasion.
Thanks for having us here this
morning.
Thank
you. Thank you.
And, thank you both.
We'll report back on this next Saturday as to... how it went, and I say to people, let's actually give this a chance, okay? Let's roll the dice and let's give it a chance, because we won't actually make things better unless we do that.
You got a high five from me.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Commander Hardiman. Great to have you in the studio this morning, and Deputy Police Commissioner Patterson.
And can I just say, look, I understand, a lot of people feel quite negative about this. A lot of people feel very positive.
I don't get it, Macca.
No, but...
I don't get it.
At the end of the day, I'm doing this because I want the relationship to be better. And am I satisfied with how it is now? Probably not. But I want to make it better. And the fact that we're doing it, I think, is important. And I can tell you, I have, you know, I've thought about this a lot over the last month and what I'm doing and the words that I'll be using and how I'll be doing it. It's something really challenging. It is very challenging, and it's been challenging for Todd too. All I ask to people is, you know, let's give it a chance. Let's see how it goes. Good. So anyway,
good.
And I just, in response to a listener, where information can be found about where listeners can get a ticket? Joy isn't doing the ticketing. Queer Space at Drummond Street, the Pride Lobby, and Thorn Harbour is who you should contact, because they're the organisations that are on the panel, and I believe that they have, you know, they may still have a few spaces left. Apologies, Joy is not doing the ticketing. We're doing the technical
and
side.
And neither is Victoria Police.
And neither is
so
Victoria
it's done
Police.
By, so it's done by those stakeholder
yeah,
community
so I'm
groups.
Sorry, I can't give you a more fulsome answer than that, but that's my understanding.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.